Just 2 months after Massachusetts allowed same-sex couples to marry, a state court is considering whether to extend the same right to gay and lesbian couples from other states. Republican Governor Mitt Romney has said he does not want Massachusetts to become, as he puts it, the Las Vegas for gay marriage. The governor is enforcing an old state law that bars marriages of couples who can't legally marry in their home state. But as NPR's Tovia Smith reports, out-of-staters argue that law is unconstitutional.
Some of the same attorneys who first persuaded Massachusetts highest court that same-sex couples must be allowed to marry were back in court yesterday with a new group of clients, this time 8 same-sex couples from Connecticut, Rhode Island, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, and New York. Some were denied Massachusetts marriage licenses outright. Others, like Connecticut residents Katie and Kristen Gossman, came to Massachusetts and married, only to be told later that their marriage was invalid. Katie Gossman, a special agent for the FBI, calls it both ironic and unfair.
I work for the FBI, I work for the security and protection of the United States and for the citizens, for all citizens of the United States, and I want protection and security for Kristen if something were to happen to me. I put my life on the line, and I want Kristen to be protected if something were to happen to me.
The 8 couples, along with 13 city and town clerks, are asking the court to overturn the 1913 law that they say was originally written to prevent interracial marriage. They say the law's been ignored for nearly a century and is only being dusted off now for another discriminatory purpose, to block the marriages of gay and lesbian out-of-staters.
We're asking this court to tear down the fence of discrimination that's been erected at the Commonwealth's borders.
Michelle Granda is an attorney with the gay and lesbian advocacy group GLAAD. She says the 1913 law violates the equal protection clauses of both the Massachusetts and the U.S. constitutions. She says the law is being used to target gays and lesbians, while officials tend to overlook heterosexual couples who wouldn't be allowed to marry because, for example, they're underage or they're first cousins.
The Commonwealth is clearly over-enforcing the statute. They are doing this to prevent every gay and lesbian from marrying in Massachusetts. They don't want to let one slip through.
But Massachusetts Assistant Attorney General Peter Sachs defends the law and its enforcement as even-handed. He says cracking down now simply makes more sense than it did before.
There was not much reason to expect violations, and it was not a stated priority of the registrar. Certainly, enforcement has been increased because there's much more reason than there was before to expect that there will be violations.
Sachs also says the 1913 law is important to protecting other states' rights to define marriage as they see fit, a principle alluded to even by Massachusetts Supreme Court in its decision allowing gay marriage. Sachs says allowing couples to use a Massachusetts gay marriage to force the issue in their home state could bring serious retaliation from states who disapprove.
I think the potential for friction with other states can't be minimized, particularly so where same-sex marriage is not recognized in any other state.
But gay rights advocates say other states' policies are not so black and white. The states run the gamut, from those who have amended their constitution to ban gay marriage to some who are silent on the issue. And some, including Rhode Island and New York, have suggested that while they don't allow gays to marry, they may well recognize gays who marry in Massachusetts. Ultimately, the issue is far from settled. And long after the courts decide whether out-of-staters can marry in Massachusetts, the battle will be just beginning as to what that marriage will mean when the couples return home. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.